You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. Well, it's very cold outside, but Valentine's Day is coming up on Sunday. If you're looking for something pleasant to do inside where it's warm and cozy, you might want to take advantage of something going on at the Betty Strong Encounter Center, which will present When It Comes to Love with Diana Gouin Woolley at 2 p.m. on Sunday. You might know Diana Woolley and her husband Russ Woolley from Lamb Theater. When It Comes to Love is a Valentine's Day vocal performance that highlight songs demonstrating the many ways love rules our lives. I talked to Diana about the performance and what you can expect.
I can't ever do anything simple, Mary. The other day, Russ, which was quite the compliment, he said, "You know, Diana, you're constantly surprising me." As soon as I knew that I was doing this, I thought, well, nobody's going to want to watch me the full time. I want to do something different. So I had previously purchased some audio equipment and I'm learning that kind of thing. And I have done stuff with video. So I thought, well, I'll just create several different videos of songs and incorporate people that other people know into these songs. And so it's becoming quite the production.
These are songs that you've recorded before. This isn't, you go up there and sing live.
No, all of these have been recently recorded just in the last week or so, last couple of weeks. And some of the songs I have sung before in different situations. And then of course, some of them are brand new. And I have some songs, John Paul Young. I have a little pop song from the Love Is in the Air where I you don't see me at all, but you see a lot of other people. So that I thought it maybe I could get, you know, I don't want to be boring.
Well, no, I mean, exactly. And I think it's just a nice event for Valentine's Day.
I think it'll be really fun because there's so many different people. There are people that are alone and there are songs about that. There's people that have lost someone. There's people that are just newly in love and are so silly about it. And so there's lots of humorous things as well as some very serious things. And so it kind of covers the whole gamut.
Yeah. Anything for your dog?
Yeah. The dog that's barking on that really wants to go outside. The one that I'm ignoring. That there is.
That's funny. No, it's funny. I found out about so many people's pets since the pandemic began.
Yeah. With Zoom, you find out a lot about a lot of people.
You do. Well, how's it going with your new building?
It is exciting and frustrating at the same time because we are so close to being able to say, hey, we're ready to start, you know, actually getting going, but we're right on the edge. And part of it is because of the pandemic, but we've had some wonderful Zoom meetings that have been, it's just been really exciting to hear how excited people are about the project. So that's wonderful. And we're next week, well, after I get done with this project for the 14th, which I promised them I would have it delivered by the 8th, I'm going to be working on naming opportunities, starting with as low as $300 all the way up to the legacy naming gifts, which will be the highest one's 2.5 million in case you have some extra change in your pocket.
That'd be nice if I had that much just to,
I know,
toss away. There you go.
Well, Barry, would you share?
Sure. I would share, actually. I often think, you know, it's people want to have something, you know, to something like a theater, like Lamb. Yeah. They want to be part of it. And sometimes they just don't know how.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly true. And it's really exciting looking back at the history of that building. Back in 1909, they were struggling. It was a tough time as far as, because at that, I don't remember what the actual end cost of the entire project was. It wasn't, in our standards, it's very little. I mean, basically pocket change for anybody that had any money. But the women at the very end of the whole when it looked like things might not work out, women who did not yet have the right to vote got together and they raised the last bit of the money that was needed. I can just think that's just kind of cool myself.
Yeah, it is. I agree. And it's interesting to me how it looks now, the old KCAU building, how it looks, because you've stripped off some of the front things that were added to it, and it really looks very different.
It really does. And and the outside, the exterior will, because of historic tax credits, which we're very close on, it will look exactly like it did in 1909. So that's exciting. And then at the inside will be totally renovated. The things that we can save, we will save. There's not a lot in there we can save, but the things that we can, we will incorporate. But it'll be, I'm just really excited about it being a wonderful community space. You know, we've got the gorgeous Orpheum building. This is absolutely gorgeous. This will be very different because it'll be very modern inside. So it'll be a different kind of a feel. And it's going to be a lot more intimate. I mean, the atrium area is going to be very wonderful. It's going to be two stories and all that wonderful stuff, but it'll be great for meetings or for weddings or just gatherings of any kind, book readings.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know what I've noticed about Sioux City, like as compared to Sioux Falls or Omaha, the price tags for everything in those two cities are so much higher. Every project is so expensive. And yeah, somehow here in Sioux City, we seem to be able to do things scaled down, but make it just as nice.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And don't you think that's the Siouxland area is so supportive of the arts, which I find just, I mean, when our friends we've got several friends all over the country, especially in New York, you know, the eastern side, and they're also amazed at how much culture there is in Sioux City, and not just recent. I mean, the symphony, you know, 105 years. I mean, we have a lot to be very proud of. And we would love to be able, and Lamb would love to be able to be a part of it downtown with all that wonderful renovation. How exciting the downtown is getting. I just think, and this is happening during a pandemic.
That was Diana Woolley. She's going to be presenting a program called When It Comes to Love at the Betty Strong Encounter Center this Sunday, Valentine's Day, February 14th. It's a vocal performance highlighting songs demonstrating the many ways love rules our lives. And that performance will be streamed on the center's Facebook page and can be viewed on their website. Go to siouxcitylcic.com/LCIC-events. And here's Diana Woolley with a song she will be performing this Sunday at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. It's called Cherish.
Cherish is the word I use to describe. I wish that I could hold you. Oh, don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
That was Diana Woolley singing Cherish. It's just one of the songs she'll be performing via live stream from the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Her program is called When It Comes to Love. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more information.